Lost Tribe of Alisarians.
You don't want to be late for your field trip at school today, Richard, came a voice from the doorway. It was his mother urging him to hurry up. Fine, I'm coming, Richard grumbled. He hated field trips. He just couldn't understand the fun stuff that he was supposed to be excited about. Maybe it would be different this time, he thought, though he didn't believe it. Finally, a field trip, said his friend Max, who absolutely loved field trips. Max was always the enthusiastic one, the first to volunteer for anything that involved leaving the classroom. Oh, please, can't you stop talking about the field trip for 1 second? Richard snapped, feeling annoyed by Max's constant chatter. Well, the reason I'm so excited is that we are going to the forest today. If you don't care, then I will gladly stop talking about it. Oh, if we are going to the forest, then I will need you to keep talking about it. Not the field trip, the forest. Okay then, I'll gladly keep talking about the forest. The view from the car looked amazing. Or was it just because Richard liked forests? He wondered. The tall trees, the lush greenery, and the mysterious shadows playing among the leaves intrigued him. More and more questions flooded his head, so he quickly fell asleep. Yay! We arrived at the forest! Yelled Richard as he woke up, feeling a sudden burst of excitement. But it didn't take long for him to lose interest again, because his teacher announced that they were just going to play games in a designated area instead of exploring. Playing hide and seek in a confined area wasn't fun at all, but Richard had an idea that would easily get him into trouble. Escaping. He thought and thought, but in the end he couldn't resist and ran away. Bum. 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 He heard the sounds of drums. He followed the sounds and found a group of ancient-looking people. Hello, we need you to restore us to our former glory, and we will give you the knowledge and history of our tribe, said one of the elders. I will gladly accept your request, said Richard, but I need to know what your tribe's former glory looked like. We had a mythical gem that allows you to make trees grow. I'll find it, Richard promised. He walked away, but questions in his mind could not stop pouring in. What tribe is this? How did they lose their glory? What knowledge do they have? Why have they been hidden for so many years? Determined to fulfill his promise, Richard delved deeper into the forest, venturing further than any of his classmates or teachers would dare to go. He knew he was taking a risk, but the curiosity and the promise he made to the tribe spurred him on. As he wandered deeper, the forest became denser, and the light filtering through the trees grew dimmer. He had a strange feeling he was being watched. Richard heard a rustling in the bushes and froze. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a creature slinking through the underbrush. It was unlike anything he had ever seen, a large shadowy figure with glowing eyes. His heart pounded, but he tried to stay calm. He remembered the stories he had read about the monsters that protected ancient treasures. Maybe this was one of them. The creature stepped into the light, revealing itself as a monstrous, wolf-like beast with sharp teeth and claws. Richard took a deep breath and tried to think. He had no weapons, but he did have his wits. Slowly, he backed away, keeping his eyes on the creature. He needed to find a way to outsmart it. As he retreated, he noticed a narrow path leading to a rocky outcrop. He ran towards it, the creature hot on his heels. When he reached the rocks, he climbed up quickly, hoping the beast couldn't follow. The creature snarled and clawed at the base of the rocks but couldn't get a grip. Richard took the opportunity to catch his breath and think about his next move. From his vantage point, he saw a cave entrance hidden behind some thick vines. He waited until the creature lost interest and slunk back into the forest before climbing down and making his way to the cave. Inside, the air was cool and damp, and the walls were covered in ancient carvings. He realized he had stumbled upon something significant. Exploring the cave, Richard found more evidence of the lost tribe, tools, pottery, and murals depicting their history. He followed the path deeper into the cave, guided by the flickering light of his flashlight. At the end of the tunnel, he found a large chamber with a pedestal in the center. On the pedestal was a small ornate box. Richard opened the box and found a glowing mystical gem. He knew this was the thing the tribe had mentioned. As he held it, he felt a surge of energy and knew he had to return it to the tribe to restore their glory. But first he had to make it back through the forest. The journey back was even more perilous. The forest seemed darker, and the shadows longer. He felt the presence of more creatures lurking just out of sight. Richard kept moving, determined to fulfill his promise. As he navigated through the dense foliage, he heard the growls and hisses of unseen beasts. He quickened his pace, heart pounding in his chest. Suddenly, a massive serpent slithered into his path, its scales shimmering in the dim light. Richard froze, unsure of how to proceed. The serpent's eyes locked onto his, and for a moment, they stared at each other. Then the serpent lunged. Richard dove to the side, narrowly avoiding its snapping jaws. He scrambled to his feet and ran, the serpent close behind. Richard spotted a large tree with low-hanging branches and quickly climbed it, hoping the serpent couldn't follow. From his perch, he saw the serpent coil around the base of the tree, hissing angrily. He needed a plan. He remembered reading that some creatures were afraid of fire. He had his flashlight and some matches in his backpack. Carefully, he took out a match and struck it, holding the small flame towards the serpent. The creature recoiled, hissing and retreating into the shadows. With the serpent gone, Richard climbed down and continued his journey. He knew he had to be close to the edge of the forest. As he walked, he heard more rustling and growling, but he kept his matches ready, using the small flames to scare off any creatures that got too close. Finally, he saw the edge of the forest and the clearing where his classmates were playing. Richard emerged from the forest, dirty and exhausted but triumphant. He held up the mystical gem and called out to his teacher and friends. They rushed over, amazed by his discovery. The ancient-looking people appeared, as if by magic, and thanked Richard for finding the gem. They performed a ceremony, and as they did, the forest seemed to come alive. Trees grew taller, flowers bloomed, and animals appeared, including majestic tigers. "You have done well," the elder said to Richard. "Take this knowledge and share it with the world." Richard felt a deep sense of fulfillment. He had completed what he set out to do. The tribe's knowledge and history were preserved, and their glory restored. Returning home, Richard documented everything. The story of the hidden tribe and their lost glory became a legend, inspiring countless others to seek out the mysteries of the world. Richard's adventure was just the beginning, and he knew there were more secrets waiting to be discovered. Years later, Richard's story would be passed down through generations, inspiring new adventurers to explore the world's hidden corners. The tribe's knowledge and wisdom would continue to shape the future, ensuring that their legacy lived on. Richard never stopped exploring. The forest, with its mysteries and dangers, had ignited a passion within him. He traveled to different parts of the world, seeking out lost civilizations and forgotten tribes. His encounters with ancient guardians and mythical creatures became legendary. One day, while exploring a remote jungle in South America, Richard came across an old temple. The carvings on the walls were similar to those he had seen in the forest. He realized that the Elisarians had connections with other ancient tribes. Inside the temple, he found more artifacts and scrolls that spoke of a network of sacred sites around the world. Richard dedicated his life to uncovering these sites, believing that they held the key to understanding humanity's past. Each discovery brought new challenges and dangers, but he faced them with courage and determination. The knowledge he gained helped him write books and give lectures, sharing the wisdom of the ancient tribes with the world. As he grew older, Richard became a mentor to young explorers, passing on his knowledge and inspiring a new generation of adventurers. He taught them to respect the natural world and to seek out the hidden wonders of the earth. His legacy lived on in the hearts and minds of those he inspired. Richard's story became a symbol of adventure and discovery. It reminded people that the world was full of mysteries waiting to be uncovered, and that the pursuit of knowledge was a noble and worthwhile endeavor. The lost tribe of the Elisarians, once hidden and forgotten, was now celebrated and remembered, thanks to Richard's courage.